Blog Talk Radio.
We would like to thank those of you for becoming members of our family. We look forward to your input and contribution to build a community where we can live and be safe. We know this utopia doesn't exist, so we must do the next best thing and build it. We hope you can attend our chat room at Chef Rob Show on Blog Talk Radio. Please speak freely with reason and not to be disrespectful. We are not for censorship.
Low-hanging fruit. I think that the individuals
who call themselves part of the conscious community and putting out the information, people are attacked that information a lot of times. And it's really, 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 it's sickening a lot of times. It's very sickening to go ahead and constantly hear these black people go ahead and attack other black people who are basically not doing much better than you are. I can understand to a point you can attack Polite and his lifestyle and some things. To a point, I understand that. But it's the message that he puts out, I think people ignores. And with Brother Umar, I think the message that he puts out, people just want to go ahead and concentrate on the money. Where's the money? And you a fraud, you're fake. My biggest problem when I hear people go ahead and call Brother Umar a fake and a fraud is you don't know the man. This is one of those times where I can go ahead and not jump on the bandwagon when you go ahead and talk about, like, with your president. But with Dr. Umar, you know, you have to go ahead and sit in one-on-one with him, or go ahead and have some one-on-one time with him, or be in a room with him and go ahead and kind of understand him, where you can get up and go ahead and ask him questions. He's not the biggest, you know, people are calling him charlatan and all kinds of frauds and fakes and all this other bullshit. Then they're jumping on the opposition, and I think that a lot of black people are jumping on the opposition, jumping on the train, the opposition train, is because he is saying something that we need to go ahead and do, and I feel that a lot of people are going ahead in opposition to that message because they don't want to leave their comfort zone. You don't want to leave America. You don't want to go ahead and leave what's going on here. You're comfortable where you at. So what I constantly tell people is, hey, look, if you don't like his message, shut the fuck up and leave him alone. It's other people like myself, I agree with the message. I got problems with him like he got problems with everybody. But the bottom line is he's trying to go ahead and unite black people to a point. And if you don't understand that, then you got a fucking problem. And if you don't get it, that means you don't know him and you listening to some other fucking idiot or taking bits and pieces from videos or snippets from interviews and get concentrating on that. The dog whistle fucking bullshit. Going ahead and getting that one or two lines and running with it, and this is what he means in his whole speech. No, man, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? That's really retarded and crazy. We're not getting anywhere that way. It's just taking us more and more down a path of almost no return. And that's what we seem to be at. We seem to be on this road where we just constantly going down, and we just don't even know where we're going. But just keep on going. It's gonna get better. And fuck you. It's not getting better. The road's fucked up. The road's bumpy. You got people shooting arrows, and shooting bullets and throwing stuff at you. All kinds of hurdles and all kinds of stuff. So it's not getting better. So if there's a way to go ahead and combat this, get the knowledge so you can go ahead and do what you need to defend yourself. Shoot back if necessary, then we need to do that. But we need to go ahead and listen to brothers like this. We need to listen to all these brothers and sisters. Dr. Umar was bombarded with silliness about him going ahead and having a relationship with a stripper. I mean, fuck, he's not married. I mean, I didn't think he broke any moral codes or anything like that. But to go ahead and be constantly, in opposition to who he is and keep talking about that stuff, these are reasons why we got problems. I heard a line tonight, and I want to go ahead and find out where it came from. I was in a meeting, and the brother, he gave a beautiful speech. And hopefully I'll have him on my show on Monday. And one of the things that he said there was when two slaves are fighting, the slave master is happy. Now think about that. Two slaves are fighting. The slave master is happy. So what? Don't you fucking people get that? The more and more we fight with each other, the more and more you make Europeans in this country happy. That means we're not united to fight against them. And it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Your stupidity is influencing a young mind or somebody who doesn't know, influencing them to go ahead and disagree with Dr. Umar Johnson. We're not even going ahead and talking to him. You know, you can go. I don't have a problem with that. None of this street scholar, brother, I got a lot of respect for these people. I got a lot of respect for the information they put out. And a lot of people go ahead and say it's pseudo science or pseudo history and all this other. That's bullshit. And if it's something that I've noticed that when the Amin Ra Squad was putting out information, I noticed something about that. If they put out something and it was proven to be false, or there was something, or they gave some information that was kind of twisted or slanted, majority of the times they came back and corrected that information. And a lot of times this is the evolution of these people. They go ahead, as they get older, they go ahead and they see, they come across more knowledge. They can go ahead and change that. So I don't understand why you got this serious attacks and making it personal. Like this guy has stole your fucking lunch money. I mean, it's retarded. But yet and still, you give these bastards a pass who've been speaking up on our behalf for fucking years, like Jesse Jackson. I had once saw what Jesse Jackson's net worth was close to 40-something million. I keep saying 60. But what I'm looking at right now, it's saying $10 million. Okay, so I was off $50 million. But here's the base of the whole thing. Whether it's fucking up $2 million, $3 million, he's doing better than a whole lot of people that he's supposed to be fucking representing. And nobody who's talking this shit about Dr. Umar is dealing with that shit. Nobody, not one of you bastards, are going ahead and dealing with that. He's got $10 million. How the fuck you think he got that? By going here and saying he's speaking up on your behalf, but he got rich. Son became a politician. Sent his son to the best schools and all this other stuff. His son proved that he was a goddamn sellout, that he wasn't shit. An apple don't fall far from the tree. And his dad was pretty much the same goddamn way. My aunt told me that, hey, you know, my aunt, and I think my mom, too, they both told me that Jesse Jackson wasn't really in the forefront with the struggle. This bastard was like, he was in the back. If you notice that, if you ever seen any pictures of Jesse Jackson and Martin Luther King, he's not that right there. He's the one of those Johnny come latelys. He's one of those ones that run up and see the action and run over there and want to go ahead and be a part of it. And, oh, yeah, I was there. And he really, really fucking wasn't. But he's worth $10 million. That's your money. That's my money. Some of the fucking things he didn't go ahead and put in place, some of the events that he had, I've attended some of those events. I gave up cash. But he gets a pass, and I don't get how this fucker gets a pass. It's real sad when our people can constantly go here and talk shit about other black folks, and they don't even know him. You don't know this man. You don't know this man from any goddamn body. But you can go ahead and sit your raggedy ass over there and talk about these brothers who go ahead and actually have been doing at least some of the work. You fucking hypocrites. Regardless if you agree with his message or whatever, with Brother Umar, if you agree with his message or whatever, but it's still, they putting in the work. They doing something. Now, I think these are some updated stats because I don't see this. I think something is really, really wrong here because I had information on Brother Umar, on Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and what's the Cornel West, and let me get all these motherfuckers' names, man, because they have, all they doing is talking about shit for black folks, but they ain't done shit. We still got these problems. Cornel West. Now, I'm reading something and it's saying that Al Sharpton is worth $500,000. I don't believe that either, because I saw something a little while ago where he was worth $5 million, and I saw something a little while ago where Jesse Jackson was worth close to 45 million dollars. You know, regardless, they're doing a lot better than a whole lot of black people they're supposed to be going ahead and represent. Maybe he's trying to speak up on their behalf. And this fucking switch hitter, Cornel West, you know, that bastard, man. I don't understand why he keeps calling sons of the sons of the oppressors. Hey, brother, 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 man, that ain't your fucking brother. I don't need to go into that, but that's I disagree with that. You ain't got no business saying no stupid shit like that. That's a slap in the face. But that's one of those integrationist fucking things, which I am totally against after going here and looking at even more. Totally against that. There has to be a separation with us, and we have to be left alone to go ahead and to pretty much fend for ourselves. I was listening to a brother, a video, actually, and he was talking about how he hopes that they repeal and replace Obamacare. And I remember hearing somebody else say, hey, look, they was hoping that Donald Trump become president. I listened to that a little while ago. Donald Trump's president. That's already been achieved for certain individuals and certain a lot of blacks who go in green. But the blacks who that I like listening to are the ones that say it's good that Donald Trump's there, so you can go ahead and recognize that you're in America, one of the worst racist countries on the fucking planet, and who likes to hide it. America goes around the damn planet trying to tell people how to conduct themselves. How to respect human rights when the U.S. doesn't. How can you go ahead and tell somebody to clean up their house when your house all messed up? The U.S. is going around the planet, and they only end these wars in places where they know they can benefit and profit from. That's the only reason that they got involved with the drug war down in South America, because they could benefit and profit off of it. And look at how they've done. I mean, there's a lot of billionaires have been created with that. Not a lot of black ones. The shit in Afghanistan, come on, man. You've been there even fucking, I think it's 16 years? When does the fighting end? When does somebody go ahead, and when they always talk about the adults in the room, when does the adults go ahead and stand up and say, hey, look, well, bullets ain't working, bombs ain't working. So what about negotiations? That is always going to work. How are you going to go ahead and get them to come to the table when you blowing up their kids and their mothers and grandmothers and sisters and wives and children, and blowing up their people? And then go ahead and say, oh, that's collateral damage. You know, oops, we made a mistake. That don't fly with a lot of individuals. It wouldn't fly with me. So these wars, you know, you're in Iraq. Based off a fucking lie, you're still there. Don't listen to this nonsense. The whole they war ended in Iraq and they pulled out, but they keep fucking sending more troops and increasing the amount of troops over there. Those are just the ones that you know about. But it's always that support staff or that spy shit or them special forces type guys. They're gonna always be in and out of there. They were probably in and out of there before the wars had fucking began. So they were spending money on a lot of that shit, what they call covert activities and operations and all that bullshit. So when we have individuals like Brother Umar going here and speaking up on our behalf, letting us know that, hey, look, we need to have our own nation for ourselves. We need to have our own shit. We don't need to go ahead and continue on this route. Because it ain't doing nothing but killing us. It's going ahead and putting us into a state of mind where we're comfortable, we set in our ways, and we think that, hey, look, we made it, we've reached it. And you haven't. It's what they call, you know, it's one of the things where I'll go ahead and put my definition to it, when you call that glass ceiling, where you can see the sky, but it's that glass preventing you from reaching the sky. And that's what we got. We looking through do this thing like in a cylinder, and we ain't coming out of this. No way we're going to go ahead and come out of this with our current mindset. Our current mindset has to be going ahead, one, for our survival, okay, for our future when you're dealing with our children, and how to deal with what's going on here currently by going ahead and getting that information from our elders so they can tell us about our past. You cannot know where you're going until you know where you came from. And this ain't always been our life. They want you to think you've always been on the bottom. Jesse Jackson know history. All these people know history. All these damn preachers and all these fuckers, all of them know what's going on. But they know it's money in that shit. They know it's money going here and saying, hey, I'm here to speak for the black people. Who elected these bastards as the leaders of black people? Of black people, not the black community. There's no fucking such thing. I hear individuals say all black people are the same. And I was like, okay, well, I scratch my head. But at the same time, he's telling me they're the black community. So if all black people aren't the same, then they can't be a community. So these black people over here, these people, they ain't part of what's going on. They've separated themselves from the lowlife such as myself. From the individuals who are out here actually want to go here and try to do something to correct some of these goddamn problems. There has to be a resurgence. There has to be an awakening, a rebirth of the Garveyites, of the Marcus Garvey movement. I enjoy what I hear. When lately I've been getting information on it, there must be that rebirth, revitalization of the Garveyites and the UNIA and that whole system. Because all this other shit is just shit. It's just like layers on the onion. You know, and you just keep peeling and you're fucking crying and peeling, and you're like, okay, well, I can't get to the middle because it's just too goddamn painful and you're crying a whole lot. Every day, you see something more painful than the day before. Something more shocking, something more horrifying, something so terrifying. Brother Umar addresses a lot of that. Jesse Jackson don't deal with that. Al Sharpton got a show. He made his money. He made his wealth. He made it of talking about the problems with black folks. So, what is it? What is it? The Rainbow Push Coalition, when you look at the rainbow, is what it is. The gay flag. So, it ain't a red, black, and green. So, right there, you should let them know that, hey, look, black folks, I ain't for you. But the gay black folks amongst you, yeah, those are the ones I'm for. And I ain't understanding. Let me just veer off just a minute. I ain't understanding how you could be a homosexual, with the light. The act itself is kind of crazy to me. It's silly. But the amount of discrimination that you go here and receive as a homosexual person, you chose that lifestyle. So the amount of discrimination you receive from other homosexuals is, God, I'm like, God damn it, really? Black homosexuals are having in disagreement with white homosexuals, Hispanic homosexuals having problems with these groups, Asian homosexuals have, I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all ain't supposed to have no race problems. So why would you choose some of that shit to go ahead? You're already, gonna have problems anyway because you homo. Well, not so much, lately, because you got a whole lot of our people want to go ahead and protect that deviant lifestyle, so that's real sick. But you got Jesse Jackson. He would rather march in the gay pride parade. He want to show his support. Al Sharpton, both of them, got Europeans and homosexuals in their groups. but still, the black man, black woman's condition in America doesn't get better. Black people, in their eyes, they're not a priority. So you just keep on pushing the black thing further and further down the line. Push it, push it. Keep on, you know, just keep on pushing it away. Keep kicking it away. You know, kicking that can down the road type of deal. Oh, man, you know, they ain't paying us. How the fuck can they pay you when you've been going ahead manipulating and siphoning and sucking the money out of black folks? And then convincing other white people that, hey, look, give us this money. You know, go ahead and make these donations so we can go ahead and do such and such and so and so. But I don't see shit getting done. And it's a real fucking simple goddamn thing. Especially when you got the money. And that's something else a lot of these black organizations don't like to talk about. Like the smaller ones. They don't want to talk about the money. Or they go ahead and get hit with these attacks like Dr. Umar got hit with. Those attacks, or, you know, you want to build a school and all this stuff. Get your man. Fuck out of here. But Jesse Jackson got $10 million, worth $10 million. Just imagine what he could do with you know, he made his money off black folks. I really think it's time he get that money back to black folks. He need to give us our share. When is Jesse going to share some of that fucking money he made? Never. Never. Need to go ahead and hold his feet to the fire and all the bullshit he said. All the other stupid stuff that he was supposed to have been about. Can't work with this motherfucker, man. You need to call him out. He has not been working on your behalf. He's been working to go ahead and fatten his pockets to make sure his kids are taken care of. And all the other babies he got out of wedlock, he need to make sure they're taken care of. And there's hush money put into the pockets of them women so they don't go ahead and tell the complete story. I wonder how old they are. I just know about Jesse Jackson's daughter. And when it came to the media's attention, she was 8 years old at that point. And that was a few years back, so she got to be in her 20s now. Or close to it. Maybe even older. Shit, I don't remember how old that damn story is. But the point is this dude has been making money off talking about black issues, going here profiting off the pain of black folks, and black folks are not addressing that shit at all. Not addressing that shit at all. And I'm going to make it a point to go ahead and have that conversation open way the fuck up. So you stop talking this shit about the low-hanging fruit. These are easy guys to come at. Hell, you can go ahead and get in touch with Brother Umar and go ahead and have him speak at your place. But you can't do that with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. That's going to cost you money. You better have $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 for them to come out and speak. Not even just to speak, to go ahead, you better have money for them to come out, period. Jesse's an opportunist and a con man. All the negative shit I hear about Dr. Umar, those words fit Jesse Jackson. Those words fit Jesse Jackson. As I'm looking at his bio page, the thing that some things, you know, really, really stand out to me. One, it doesn't call him a reverend. It calls him a politician. Really? Jesse Jackson's net worth as a civil rights activist and Baptist minister who has a net worth of $10 million acquired the net worth, oh yeah, as a prominent civil rights activist in the United States of America, shadow of the Senate. Well, you know, I don't want to read all that bullshit. Well, right now I'm looking at something to say, hey, look, you know, he was born Jesse Lewis Byrne. South Carolina. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he ran for president, and he started to show his governing skills. Oh, they said he had pretty much, he was learning how to go ahead and be a governor, and I mean, learning his how to go ahead and be the boss, so to speak, on how to go ahead and to be a politician. He said he was learning a lot of that when he was a college senior. And pretty much it was talking, this thing is talking about his first job, you know, Jesse Jackson started working for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in the mid-1960s. Now, I begin to, with the Southern Leader, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, them some bastards. I'm beginning to go ahead and really dislike them motherfuckers because they were calling groups like the Black Panther Party hate groups. I don't think you go ahead and put them on that same level as the Ku Klux Klan. And that's what they putting them out there as a and supporting the U.S. government because I saw a list where they had, don't get me wrong, the new Black Panther Party is a little bit off kilter here, but they're speaking up for black folks. And they're basically speaking from a point of defense, not going ahead and saying they're going to go ahead and attack people, go out here and do terroristic acts and all this other shit. You can't really find no history of that. But the Southern Christian Leadership Conference has go ahead and helped the U.S. government by saying that this is a hate group. Why is it that when black people speak up about black issues and the protection of black people, you're deemed as racist, which no way we black folks can be racist, in this, especially in America. You're deemed, when you go ahead and you're speaking up, these are hate speeches. You know, when you go ahead and you speak up, you something's wrong with you, or you trying to sabotage America. I've even heard individuals to go ahead and say that things of that nature is treason, or somebody even addressed me personally, and when I told them, hey, look, I would rather repatriate and go back to Africa, I would say, yeah, I can say go back to Africa. A lot of people can't say that. You can go back to Africa to live. Some people will go ahead and say, black people, and say that I'm being a traitor. I could be tried for treason. Nigga, please. What the hell would be, what if, I'm not here to go ahead and continue to go ahead and work and be treated like shit, so I'm a traitor because I want to leave? So all of the runaway slaves, they were traitors? You know, that was treason? So, you know, fools to go ahead and say foolish shit just make me sick. The Southern Christian Leadership Conference was heavily funded by Martin Luther King, you know, because it was one of those groups that had the legal wranglings and they had attorneys to go ahead and try to go ahead and take care of the stuff that was going on at that time. Jesse Jackson was also the head of the Chicago branch of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the economic arm of Operation Breadbasket, which started in 1966. And he was later promoted to national director. And then he resigned and found an anti-racist, anti-military-oriented operation called Operation Push, People United to Save Humanity. Another way stupid Negroes go ahead and stop dealing with the struggles of black folks and want to go ahead and get with white folks and think that's going to help you. We need to include them. You don't need to fucking include them. We need to go ahead and concentrate on ourselves. Fuck them. Yeah. And Push, Push. They said Operation Push had some programs for motivating teens and children to success. Here's my problem with with that shit there. The motivation is worth nothing. You know, as far as this guy's concerned, as far as I'm going here and talking to the teens and the youth and young adults, and it means nothing if you ain't got nothing fun to do at the end of the day. You sit and talk to these mother, you talk to these young, a lot of young people, but I'd be the same way. If you ain't showing me how to keep my fucking lights on, or go ahead and show me some ways to potentially make good money so I can go ahead and wear nice suits and not wear the same fucking socks in a goddamn year like your ass do, and I can listen to you. But if you tell me, hey, look, you know, don't do this and don't do that, stay in school, don't do drugs, the same old fucking nonsense that they've been spilling the fucking kids for years, you know, you got to have an alternative. Stay in school, why should I stay in school with one that could be dangerous as fuck? And they ain't teaching me shit. So why the fuck should I go? That's what we have to deal with. Teachers may be the ones kicking my ass, or the teacher may go ahead and be screwing another student. Hey, you know, they don't really give a fuck about the education of a lot of you. They don't give a damn about the education. If they did, we wouldn't have so many fucking problems. Here in Chicago, all they seem to care is about going ahead and getting paid. Making you 3 years and getting vetted so they can't fucking fire you. So you can go ahead and do whatever the fuck you want to do. Malcolm X said, why would you let your enemy educate your children? And we've seen how black people want to do that at will. And how many times have we gone ahead and seen where a young sister is going ahead, she don't want to have her kids go to school, she want her kids to go to another school in another district, and it's a few times where that sister was arrested for various bullshit-ass reasons. Tried and convicted. I don't remember the whole thing about the case. It's just the fact that she had been trying to go ahead and get a better education for her kids and trying to put them in another school system. They want to go ahead and send her through the whole fucking gamut. You do not see white folks go through that. You don't see that. Because you're trying to go ahead and better your life, or better the lives of your children by getting them better educated so they can go ahead and deal with what's happening in the world. You ain't supposed to do that. Niggas supposed to stay in their space, stay in your place, you know, whatever fucking school is in your district, you stay in that district school. See, we don't need to keep playing these goddamn games with districts, the schools, going ahead and giving the private schools, school vouchers, all that bullshit. We don't need that. We need to educate our own people. And we need to go ahead and declare our sovereignty. I can deal with the sovereignty and go ahead so we don't have to be a part of this fucking system that's killing us. So I'm going to just make this real short. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, because I can go ahead and beat this horse for a long time, but it ain't going to get up and run. I don't understand the attacking of the low-hanging fruit. My thing is, if you got one black man attacking another black man, and his message, that black man's message, is basically uplift our people, how he's doing it, you know, you can criticize it, but the harsh criticism is just not necessary. But we got other black people who are out here saying horrific things about black people, treating women like shit, treating children like shit, disrespecting our elders, and those people get glorified. I can't understand how no man, no black man, could undergo hit and agree with some of the nonsense I've seen out here, or all these guys who want to become part of another society that don't like the female woman haters club or some stupid shit, the woman haters club or something. You know, it's freaking nonsense, man. It's stupid. To go ahead and go this route where, like, like this, the women, they're whores. And the one character, I can't even say his name, the one character is constantly calling women whores and this and that and this and that. But, you know, what does that make you? Because you came through the womb of one of those same fucking whores. Sick. Real fucking sick. So, like I said, I didn't want to spend a lot of time on this. My thing was, hey, look, Jesse Jackson is what you should be trying to go hit and put him on blast. You should be trying to go ahead and reach to the ones that's at the top that's going ahead spilling out a lot more bullshit and going ahead and fattening their pockets by profiting off your pain. Again, like the brother had said earlier, when two slaves fight, the slave master is happy. And we need to pay attention to that. All right, that's my piece. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.
Cause it ain't no rubber rabbit trying to stick it on my neck.